It is well documented that Mike and I love the Mission Impossible movies. In fact, Mike loves them even more than I do. Mike even loves the later ones. He loves all the Mission Impossibles. I like them. And what I told the nice lady with the clipboard, and I want to thank our friends from Allied Global Marketing for letting us come to a screening of the movie. What I told the nice lady was, I thought I'd be burned out of Mission Impossible by now. And yet at this point, this movie made me want more. And I can't believe I'm saying that after the eighth installment of this. I really enjoyed it. I really, really liked it. Now, mind you, I still love 2 and 3, which are my two favorite Mission Impossible movies. But this was really, really good. And I don't know how they keep being really, really good. I don't want to spoil it, but I enjoyed it.
Well, please don't, because the movie doesn't come out till Friday. This is an early review.
Exactly. Early review, but yeah, we want you to see
preview showings start on Thursday. It's playing at the Boeing IMAX as well as a lot of other large screen formats. Go check it out, and it releases wide everywhere else on Friday. But do go see it.
Yeah, and see it in the biggest screen possible. This is not an airplane movie, though there are airplanes in the movie.
You can watch it on an airplane.
Oh, sure, but that's like your second or third time where like, oh, there's nothing else on. I really don't want to analyze this for the millionth time again on an airplane or whatever they have these days. Watch this. Yeah, you can watch it on an airplane. Don't watch it for your first time on the biggest screen possible with the loudest sound you can find. It was ridiculous and awesome. It was great. I loved it. So many great new characters. I didn't think we could add in any more characters. There's some things that were spoiled by the posters. Don't look at the posters. Stay away from the posters. It ruins one of the best reveals of the entire movie. But I gotta say, I loved everything about it. I really, really did. And they claim this is the final one in the series where they call it Final Reckoning. Tom Cruise apparently got a 5-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival for this movie. I loved it. But you know what? Enough from me. I want to kick it over to the super fan of Mission Impossible, Mike. Mike, what'd you think?
Oh, sure. I feel exactly the same way you do. I liked it. It's good to great. It's not perfect. It's not flawless. It does have a little bit of a saggy runtime. It is almost 3 hours, and there are times that you feel it. The tone and pacing are a little disjointed at times. In fact, I think it takes a good half hour for you get your bearings for what the movie even is.
So much exposition to explain where they left off in the last one.
Exactly. Yeah. For something that was going to be called Dead Reckoning Part 2.
Yes.
Save our title legislation for for a different time where a different day where we've got more time. But the movie's great. I stand up for it, and I think you should experience it in the most optimum way possible. It reminds me of that review I did while you were in D.C., Ari, for the movie Sinners, where I talked a lot about like the craft of filmmaking and the love of making film, and I'm not gonna go on for 10 minutes about that again. I saw all your text, but but regardless, like, this is a movie with a love of stunts. I'm glad that the Academy has added a stunts category, mm-hmm. because I feel like this movie is made for that. The stunts are breathtaking. It's stuff I've never seen in movies before. You think you know what the airplane chase is from the trailers? I promise you that's the tip of the iceberg.
I will say also, I found out the other day that at one point Tom Cruise is filming himself while hanging out of the plane and flying the plane all for real in the movie. I knew he like jumped out of planes and stuff. Yeah. I didn't know all that stuff with the biplanes was actually happening. There's not some guy flying the plane while Tom Cruise is like piloting the thing with his foot. He was doing that for real.
Well, and also there was a time where he actually passed out for about 60 seconds and his arms are like flapping off the side and they're just like, oh, is this the end of Tom Cruise? and it works out just fine. But people will be talking about the airplane stunt for years. Mm-hmm. I think they will be teaching it in film school. But I again, Ari, like you said, no spoilers, but don't sleep on that submarine stunt.
Oh,
you
yeah.
and I have a great appreciation for Titanic mm-hmm. and the things they did with the sets and all of that. And the thing they did with the submarine sequence is just some of the most incredible underwater action photography I have ever seen in any movie ever. But the thing that's interesting, though, about this movie is that it's I would argue that for as big as the action set pieces are, it's also one of the most dialogue-heavy and most character-driven movies, certainly of the franchise. Like, that's kind of where you kind of get your runtime problems a little bit.
Yeah.
But I was blown away by how focused on character development it was. Sometimes it's in the form of exposition, but there's also like genuine good character moments. And I also like, at a time where you remember like in the 90s when like you would have just like A-list stars that would be like just like fifth billed in a movie. Like I saw A Time to Kill on TV the other day. I was like, oh my gosh. And people just keep showing up. That was before Sandra Bullock even showed up. And it's Samuel L. Jackson and Matthew McConaughey and this person and that person. This movie has that. It's like the entire cabinet is filled of like, oh, that guy.
And they all got something to do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like Nick Offerman's in it. And you know, just a lot of like faces of people that are people. I love the emphasis on just using character actors. And to the thing that you said earlier, and we talked about this while the screening was happening, it's like, I wish I wouldn't have seen that poster or seen it in a trailer or whatever. But much like the Fast and Furious franchise in Mission Impossible, nothing is forgotten.
Yes.
Nothing gets left behind and everything comes back around. But again, it's the highest possible recommendation for me. Go see it. Go see it with your friends and watch it on an airplane at some other point as well, because I think it's a great viewing. In my rankings, I still think Fallout is my favorite, but this is a close second.
So funny you should mention that. When I was looking up the IMDb, something popped up from USA Today. A ranking of all the Mission Impossible movies. And I disagree with everything it says. So
Here we go, Mike. I want to check this out. This is great.
Eight out of, you know,
okay,
all
yeah,
eight
yeah, there's only eight.
Eight. Mission Impossible 2. Right away, I'm mad at you. Because that is one of my favorite ones.
Oh, it's at the bottom. You're going
at the bottom.
Okay,
bottom
okay. Yeah, I disagree.
This is
that.
Where I also got mad. Seven, Mission Impossible 3, which is actually my favorite Mission Impossible.
This is not a good list.
It's a
Ferrari.
Terrible list, right? Six, Mission Impossible 1. And I come back to my Star Wars legislation where even though I like 2 and 3, without 1, you don't get 2 and 3. So you kind of got to put it up there with New Hope above Empire Strikes Back. That's how I do it, the rankings, even though I shouldn't do the rankings, because Empire Strikes Back is superior in every way to the original.
And it's a crackerjack Brian De Palma movie.
Yeah.
Like, as a standalone spy movie, it is excellent.
It's excellent. For number five, they got Dead Reckoning. For number four, they got The Final Reckoning. For number three, they got Rogue Nation. For number two, they got Fallout, so they're kind of close. And number one, they got Ghost Protocol. So Mike's already shaking his head. He's not happy about this.
No, I would move all. In fact, I don't know if I agree with any of those rankings.
No.
I would move all those tiles around.
It's a bad list. So, yeah, go see Mission Impossible.